when rampant poor medical service, excessively long wait times, and corruption was revealed to be a large part of the practice and policies of the Veterans Affairs, promises were made that change and improvement would be expedited. Have those promises been lived up to by VA officials and Washington politicians? Well, now if you listen to what veterans today who are seeking their earned, very much deserved medical benefits are saying and sharing, the next guest joins us to discuss this issue and a new platform which presents the facts about the VA from those who are unfortunately forced to tolerate the system. That is what you'll find at myvastory.org. She is the Pennsylvania State Director for Concerned Veterans for America, Eve Allen. Thanks for being here today, Eve.
No, thank you for having me.
And as I said, the website myvastory.org, and for Concerned Veterans for America, it's cv4a.org. And give us a rundown. What is the purpose and the mission with myvastory.org?
Well, as you can imagine, as we go out and we work in different states across the country, as you know, and I work in my state, we talk with a lot of veterans. We work with a lot of veterans who want to become a little bit more involved in the process and see if there's anything they can do to help. And so while they're doing that, of course, they're sharing a lot of the stories that they have from the VA and how the VA has just not provided them with the medical care that they need. And so as we've been doing this for a while, we thought, you know, we really need to have a way to get their stories out and a way that they can share it, that's interactive, that people can take a look at. And also one of the issues is that it happens all around the country, but there's a lot of folks in D.C. that say, well, you know, this really isn't a widespread problem. And so the way that we've set this up, we have a map, an interactive map, that shows veterans from all over the country. They share their stories, and you begin to see as you look at it, my goodness, this is happening everywhere and affecting vets everywhere. So that was the impetus to get it started.
And when you look at some of the stories, I mean, they range from delays in service, not just in days, but in weeks, unreturned phone calls. There was a story I saw, I believe, a veteran in Florida who left a message, and the VA center down there called back a week later and said, you know, that sounds like something you need to go to the emergency room for. Oh, gee, a week later, thanks for that piece of information. It's just frightening as far as not just the, I mean, you can make the excuse of, okay, it's a system that's overweighted because of the demand of the services, but the practices and policies of the people in the program, there's no excuse for that.
Well, and that's true. And Congress, for example, has thrown money at the VA. That's kind of the way that they get it off their plate. They'll throw money at the VA, but then they don't go back and take a look at how is it actually operating? How are these services being rendered? Are VA, are veterans, are they being served within the VA? And they're not. And it hasn't, since the scandals of 2014 out in Arizona, which I'm sure you're aware of,
sure,
where vets died waiting for care, is still going on. It's still a problem. There's still wait times. There's still vets that aren't being served, as your example just illustrated.
I'm with Eve Allen, who is the Pennsylvania State Director for Concerned Veterans for America, about a new website platform for veterans to share their stories, and for you, if you are a non-veteran, to, well, if you're not already outraged by what you've learned and heard from here and other outlets about the VA, there'll certainly be a reason and cause to get outraged and demand change. And you can see all this at myvastory.org. And for Concerned Veterans for America, it's cv4a.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. It seems like as far as, you know, maybe even above and beyond the delays, there's story after story. Nate in Minnesota took the VA 8 years to diagnose my injury. There are veterans who have waits for therapy for programs to start or to restart. There have been incorrect entries in records that the VA has declined to correct, and that's impacted some veterans when they go looking for jobs, for example, because they're falsely diagnosed with a mental disorder. And there was one story where the VA official said, well, we're going to leave that on because given what you went through, you probably will have this disorder at some point in the future. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. We've had issues here in Philadelphia. We've had issues at VAs all across the country. It's the one hospital service, the one service for our veterans who've given so much, should be something that works. And they should look at each individual veteran as they come into the process, find out specifically what they need. I mean, to your point, If they do understand that somebody may have delayed issues, may have delayed problems, wouldn't you think that that would, you know, inspire them to follow them more, inspire them to keep up with their medical history, keep them coming in, making sure that they're getting what they need? But it's the opposite. It's bring them in when you can, do what you can, and then turn them back out and send them back out. So they're not getting the care that they need, particularly at mental health services, which was something that was in Nate's story. They're just not getting the follow-up and the care that they need.
So. I remember when these revelations first came out about just how mismanaged and poorly run that the VA is and how mistreated the veterans are, and it came to pass that certain people got bonuses if they cleared the decks, and they were falsifying wait times or falsifying the numbers of visits. Do we know, based upon some of these stories, whether or not that is still going on?
It is still going on. In fact, we worked on passing what's called the VA Accountability Act. And the point of the VA Accountability Act, which passed the House last year and has been introduced in the Senate, was to hold these senior officials accountable, because that's exactly what they were doing. They were changed, and they still get bonuses. And so the VA Accountability Act makes it easier to go in, adjudicate their issue if they are performing badly or doing some of these things that are not benefiting our veterans, that they can be removed in a more timely manner. And now the VA Accountability Act is actually spreading out a little bit farther to all VA employees, because the goal is to keep, and there are some great VA employees, but the goal is to keep, is to get rid of those that are really making this monstrosity worse, this behemoth worse, and are taking a lot of things that could be to our veterans and you know, using it for their own gain. So that's why we put the VA Accountability Act. They got it passed the House, and now we're working on it in the Senate, because there needs to be reform.
How, in any way, shape, or form, can anyone from the VA step forward and say, we're getting it done, there's not a problem here? Do they actually have the nerve to say that?
They actually do have the nerve to say that. And this is why Congress is starting to take a look at this again and saying, it's not just a matter of the VA Accountability Act, although that's great. We have to take a look at overall reform in the VA. We have to take a look at things like dollars following the veteran, meaning if there's a veteran that needs care and they can't get the appointment at the VA, they should be able to go outside the VA and get the care that they need. So it has to be reformed. It has to be brought out of the mid-20th century, which is really the model they're working on, into the 21st century, so they can serve veterans in a way that makes sense and is more cost-effective.
Saw a story from Wayne in California, who works at a VA hospital as a manager, and he revealed that he's got challenges. I mean, it's tough to not just reprimand somebody who works for the VA. It's almost impossible to fire somebody who is failing in their job at the VA, apparently.
It is true. It is. And that is also part of the VA Accountability Act, is to make sure that when whistleblowers step forward, and there have been some amazing whistleblowers, I know in the Philadelphia VA that has stepped forward and brought to light some of these systemic problems, that they have to be protected. But right now, the VA can protect senior management and protect their reputation instead of taking a look at these whistleblowers. Well, what are they saying? What, you know, are their claims valid, and how do we correct it? And so that's part of the legislation that we're working on and we're pushing in the House and in the Senate, to make sure that those folks are heard and that these things are adjudicated, the problems are rooted out and corrected.
Probably on time with Eve Allen, who is the Pennsylvania State Director for Concerned Veterans for America, about their website, myvastory.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Remember a story maybe not even a couple of years ago now, Eve. There's a relocation program for VA officials. Now they get transferred, presumably because they're doing a rotten job of the R right now, so we're going to plant you over there. It's almost like what the Catholic Church did way back when. And the VA, through taxpayer money, obviously, pays for the relocation. I saw the numbers where people could buy a house for what some of these relocation programs are paying some of these people. There were literally six-figure numbers going to VA officials, and if the house doesn't sell, the VA buys the house.
Exactly, and that's how private corporations work, but they're private corporations. You can hit the nail on the head. This is taxpayer money. I think the one that you're referring to is a woman who was relocated to Philadelphia, and I think her moving costs, and she may have only been moving from Northern Virginia, her moving costs were something like $300,000 that the VA and therefore the taxpayer had to pay for. So again, it's upper echelons that are trying to keep the status quo so that they don't have to make these corrections, and then you know, veteran care suffers. And this is what people have had enough of.
Now, there are a few voices in the VA in Washington who flat out want to lie to you and say that everything's wonderful, nothing to see here, move along. But fortunately, through myvastory.org, the voices of the many who are directly impacted by the failures and the endangerment created by Veterans Affairs and the just pathetic ways that their programs are still being operated, run, delayed, and our veterans are being disrespected and flat out ignored. Well, the truth and the facts of that, those incidents are coming through loud and clear. And we've been joined this morning by the Pennsylvania State Director for Concerned Veterans for America, Eve Allen. Eve, thanks so much for filling us in on how much trials and troubles, totally unjust, that the veterans are still going through with the VA. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris.